repeat episode from way back in 2010 today. But before I do, just want to talk a little bit about it. And I hope that you had a wonderful Canada Day if you are listening from Canada. And I hope if you're listening, wherever you're listening from, that you are having a wonderful summer so far, assuming you're on the Northern Hemisphere. And yeah, so today we're going to be talking about Ho'oponopono, and Mabel Katz is going to explain a little bit more about it when I play the interview. But the reason that I chose this interview from today, or for today, from way back in 2010, is because the topic of Ho'oponopono came up very recently, and with a mentor of mine, we've started practicing Ho'oponopono on a daily basis. And so I'm really looking forward to this refresher on Ho'oponopono. Basically, what I'm doing in my practice, you may have heard of this before, you may have seen it on social media. It's, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And Mabel Katz is going to go into much greater detail about what this means. It's really all about taking personal responsibility for all of what comes up in our lives. And we've talked about this on the show before, so I don't want to get into like too much of a black or white view. Some people say that with the law of attraction, that everything happens because of the energy that we put out, whether it's an earthquake or a lot of things that we can't control. So I don't know exactly what Mabel's opinion on that is. It's not my opinion, but I do want to promote greater personal responsibility because I feel like it's a really important topic. And with so much going on in the world, you're going to hear her talk about Obama being the president at the time, because that's who was the president at that time. So hopefully, yeah. Was he the president in 2010? Oh my goodness, so many things have changed in the last few years. So anyway, I hope that you really enjoy the discussion today. And I look forward to hearing more from you. If you have comments for the show, you can go to my website, spiritualshow.com, and on the contact tab, you can send me a little email and let me know if you have ideas for the show or if you have comments. Lately, I've been recording a couple of new episodes per month, and I've been also airing a couple of archived episodes because this show has been on the air since, I believe, 2008. So it's been going on for like a decade. There are a lot of amazing interviews from the past that not everyone has heard, because if you're a fairly new listener or you haven't, I mean, we forget a lot of what we hear, even if you've been listening since day one. So I hope that you're enjoying the older archived interviews. And again, just a reminder that if there's any mention of dates or times, I've tried to edit that out, but just be aware that this is a repeat episode. So I hope that you super enjoy this interview, and I hope that you have a wonderful week, and that you're doing lots of wonderful things to take good, loving care of yourself. So enjoy the show. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Thank you so much for joining me. You might be listening on 101.9 FM CITR or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. Thank you so much for joining me. If you want more information about the show and guests that are on this show, visit SpiritualShow.com. Today's topic is Ho'oponopono. We have Mabel Katz on. She is a Ho'oponopono expert and teacher, and she will be discussing the ancient Hawaiian art of Ho'oponopono. I love saying it. It's so fun. So if you have a question about this, you can give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com. So welcome to the show, Mabel. How are you?
How are you? Good morning to everybody.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. It's always fun to talk about Ho'oponopono.
Wonderful. Well, I haven't started out with an intro for you, so how about you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved with Ho'oponopono?
Sure. Mary, I'm actually an accountant by training, and I practice accounting for many, many years in Argentina, where I'm from, and here in the United States. But one day I woke up, because I was the typical person that believed only in what you could touch or see, and I realized that that's not where happiness was. One day that my oldest son talked to me the way I used to talk to him, with a lot of anger and resentment. So I realized that I was going, you know, on the wrong path, and that's the day that I started my search. And as I went through many seminars, many workshops, I realized that we are addicted to drama, we are addicted to suffering, to stories, and there was a little voice in my head that kept saying there has to be an easier and faster way. There has to be an easier and faster way, and I found it. So I'm here sharing. Actually, I let go of my accounting career to travel the world with this message. There is an easier way.
That's beautiful. I know you've been spending some time in Israel lately. Is that...
Yeah, I just came back from Israel, from being there 3 weeks, and learning myself, you know, amazing lessons.
Beautiful. So you travel all across the world teaching Ho'oponopono.
Yes, yes. It is my passion, and I feel, you know, when I was little, nobody would tell me secrets at home. They would say, don't tell Mabel, you know, because I would run and tell everybody. I couldn't keep them, and I feel the same. I cannot keep secrets. And the secret that I share around the world is we all have the power to change our life without depending on anybody or anything outside of ourselves. And it doesn't matter where you are coming from. I don't know if you were born poor or rich or if you have university titles. I mean, this works with for everybody, with and for everybody.
That's beautiful. Well, Mabel, am I pronouncing your name right?
Mabel.
Yes. And your website is mabelkatz.com.
Exactly.
And you can also find a link to her website on my site, spiritualshow.com. So can you tell us, what is the origin of Ho'oponopono?
Well, the origin that I learned from my teacher, Dr. Ihaleakala Hulen, is it came from other galaxies. You know, the very first Hawaiians that inhabited, you know, Hawaii. So we actually don't know, but it's very ancient, very old. And it's all about problem solving. It's all about 100% responsibility, nobody out there. So it is us attracting those situations, and I would like just from the beginning to make this clarification. 100% responsibility doesn't equal guilt. You know, it's not that you are guilty or we are guilty. It is that we are 100% responsible. It's very different.
So would you say that Ho'oponopono is along the lines of the law of attraction, or is it something completely separate?
Well, let me put it to you this way. Joe Vitale discovered Ho'oponopono after the famous The Secret and the Law of Attraction. And he said this is beyond The Secret and the Law of Attraction, and I'll explain why. When you do affirmations or visualizations, you are actually manipulating 15 bits of information of which you are aware of. And yes, we could be very good at doing that. But what we don't realize is that we have 11 million bits of information per second that we are not aware, that are in the background, playing in the background. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve it. I was born poor. I'm going to die poor. And the thing is, Ho'oponopono works on those 11 million without you having to know why you are attracting that, or why this is not working in your life, or things like that, or finding Ho'oponopono will bring you whatever is right and perfect, not what you think is right and perfect. See, when you do affirmations or visualizations to work with this famous law of attraction, you think you know. So it's a way of giving orders to God or the universe, whatever you call it, of what it has to bring you, at what time, in what form, in what color. You don't know. So in my experience, practicing Ho'oponopono, it is about being a child again. being open again, being allowing the universe to take me, to guide me, to protect me. And then that's when the synchronicity comes. See, because I would say, you know, as I was waiting for the show to start and I was listening, you know, synchronicity, the first thing that came to me was synchronicity is like, good luck. You know when you said to people, oh, you are so lucky. But synchronicity and good luck happens when you are at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, and only the universe can orchestrate that. You cannot. So Ho'oponopono is giving permission to the universe to bring me whatever is right and perfect. And sometimes it's not what we think. Not only is not what we think, it might not look like a blessing at all. But if you are willing to say thank you, that's one of the Ho'oponopono tools, it's going to pass faster. It's going to be easier.
So, Mabel, a question is coming to mind for me. So we're talking sure. about how Ho'oponopono is about allowing the universe to decide what is the best course for you. But at the same time, Ho'oponopono is about taking 100% responsibility. So isn't that a little bit contradictory?
Okay, thank you for the question. So when in Ho'oponopono, when we talk about 100% responsibility, means that I am responsible for those memories playing in me. I am responsible for the programs playing in me. I will explain it I'll give you an example. For example, when you go to the movies, you know the movie is not on the screen. But in life, you know, everything is a movie. And we talk to the screen because we think the screen can change or the screen is responsible or how come? Or why me? You know, we ask the wrong question, we get the wrong answers. If I want the screen to change, I need to go to the projector. And the projector is in me. I am responsible for letting those movies play or not play. I am the only one that can stop the movies. Okay, that's what I am 100% responsibility. I'm 100% responsible for the movies that are playing.
Okay, so you're basically 100% responsible for your thoughts and the patterns of thought that you're allowing to take place.
Exactly, because we tend to blame people or situations or the government or the country. We are always putting it outside, like something has to change outside of ourselves for us to be happy. But the idea is that everything that we see is just playing inside of us and showing up in the monitor or on the screen. So if I want that to change, I need to change. Nobody else can do it for me. And when I change, everything changes. It's not the other way around. You know, we think, when Obama will do that, then I'll be happy. You know, when I have so much money in the bank, then I'll be happy. No, because we might have all that and still not be happy. It doesn't depend on that.
Slow down. You're not in a race. Alcohol-related deaths are one of the leading preventable causes of death in Canada. Please remember to drink responsibly.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is a repeat episode. Please be advised, references to date and time may not be applicable at this time. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Today we are talking about Ho'oponopono. I love saying it. It's so fun. So welcome back, Mabel.
Thank you. Thank you, Marie. I'm here.
So thank you again for being with us today. And so I want to ask you, there are some basic principles of Ho'oponopono. Can we go over them?
Yes, yes. So Ho'oponopono, again, is like the delete key on the keyboard, another way of explaining how it works. So, for example, a way of letting go, because Ho'oponopono is about letting go and letting God. So my job is to press the delete key. That's my responsibility, because I know that it is just something playing inside of myself. So the delete key, I can press it just by repeating thank you or just by saying I love you, you know, loving my enemies, loving the programs that are playing inside of myself. Those are my enemies. They are not out there as we think. So Ho'oponopono is 100% responsibility. So I'm sorry for whatever is in me that is attracting this. I'm sorry for whatever is in me that is creating this. So everybody in my life, everything in my life is just a memory playing, a program playing, and my job is to delete instead of talking to the problem. See, because we all try talking, doesn't work. Doesn't work because it's not going to the root. It's never what is happening right now, right here, right now. It's just memories. So it's not the other person, it's not me, it's just the memory playing. If one of us press the delete key, it gets erased for both of us, it gets erased for the earth, my family, relatives, and ancestors. So it is profound work, very hard to explain with words. But basically, Ho'oponopono is 100% responsibility, repentance, I'm sorry, but again, it doesn't make us guilty, it's responsible for whatever is in me that is creating this. And that is just a memory. That's it. It's just a program playing. I am the only one, because I have free choice, I am the only one that can press that delete key. Nobody else can do it. But once I press that delete key, by just saying thank you or by saying I love you, because that's what I'm doing, then God, the universe, Jesus, Buddha, whatever you want to call it, whatever works for you, it's going to do the erasing for me. It's going to do the erasing, and it's going to bring, allow inspiration to come into my life, to guide me, to protect me. So the right ideas, the right solutions. But everything is inside of us. So Ho'oponopono, another way, because I like to, you know, the intellect will never understand it, Marie, even if we are here the whole day, okay? So it's just, I always tell people, if it sounds good or feels good in your heart, you take it or you leave it. But it is that simple. It is that simple. Like Ho'oponopono, you could define it even like the antivirus in your computer. You know what happens if you don't have one, huh? Well, so Ho'oponopono is working all the time. This is a 24-hour job. But really, it's very easy. It's just pressing the delete key instead of the good jobs that we all do, is worrying, you know, judging, having opinions, you know, and all that good stuff that we are very good at doing. But that doesn't erase. That is not 100% responsibility. So the help cannot come, inspiration cannot come, because we are stuck into thinking or the emotions. No right or wrong, it's just that we need to know, we need to be aware of what we are doing.
So, Mabel, now you mentioned I love you and I'm sorry for what's in me that's creating this. There is a little saying, it's like, I love you, thank you, I'm sorry. Can we go over what that is?
Yes. Well, that was Joe Vitale's way of explaining it. And a lot of people are using what they call the four phrases. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. But I'm here to bring some clarification. Just by saying thank you, you are pressing the delete key. I mean, you know, I've been next to my teacher for 12 years now. I've been practicing this for 12 years. It's getting easier. It's getting much simpler. And basically, the universe keeps moving. So, you know, as the universe keeps moving, even though we are stuck still trying to understand or analyze things, the universe keeps moving. And one of the things that we notice is that cleaning is much easier today than it was 12 years ago when I learned it. Okay, but it's because of all the cleaning. A lot of people cleaning even before my time. I mean, there have been people doing this for over 35, 40 years. So the four phrases and the interpretation of Joe Vitale, it works. And I always tell people, if you are doing it and it works, I would keep doing that. But I'm here again to clarify that just by saying thank you are pressing the delete key. I love you, pressing the delete key. You don't have to actually repeat any of that, and you don't even have to say what I told you that is the right thing. I'm sorry for whatever is in me that created this. That's really Ho'oponopono. But you don't even have to do that. My teacher, Ihaliakala, says God doesn't know how much easier can do it, that we will do it. And between you and me, we still don't do it, even that it's that simple. But when you say thank you, when you say I love you, or if you use the four phrases, or if you say I'm sorry, please forgive me, what I want you to understand is that everything is built in that thank you. So I could be repeating thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and actually what I'm doing is taking 100% responsibility, I'm sorry for whatever is in me that is creating this.
Beautiful.
Was I a little bit more clear?
Yes, thank you for clearing that up. So when people are just getting started with Ho'oponopono, I mean, you've been studying this for over 12 years, and so obviously it's a process, but if someone today is looking to get started with Ho'oponopono, what is the first step that they can take? Do they need to meditate, or do they just need to say thank you?
Well, I would say that sometimes I tell people, you know, you start trying it, and if it works, if you like the results, you keep doing it, otherwise you leave it. Definitely there is a lot going on in the internet about it, but you always have to, you know, kind of look behind the person. You have to find out if that person actually took a seminar, because there is a lot of information that, you know, like the broken telephone. You know, people hear and then they put up information, but maybe you want to ask people, did you take actually, or how many times you took it? Because it's not about taking it once and you can say, I know it. So, and especially because the intellect will never know it. So I'm even still taking this seminar every time I have the opportunity with my teacher, because I always hear something new. I always get it at a different level. So be very careful of, you know, and always, you know, check your heart, okay, whatever feels right in you. But basically, I would say, hey, just start repeating thank you. Even if it does, everything looks fine and you think nothing is happening, I want you to be aware that the memories are playing. See? So all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So what you want is to be, Ho'oponopono could be even preventive. You can erase things before they will manifest. Now, you are not the one giving directions of what memories are being erased. You are the one giving permission. But this part of you that knows you better, that created you, that knows what you are ready to let go at this moment, is going to erase it for you. You don't have to give any directions. Now, a lot of people say, well, if I say thank you or I repeat I love you, do I have to mean it? Do I have to feel it? And I said no, because, you know, it's the same as pressing the delete key. When you press the delete key in your keyboard, I mean, you have to smile, you have to mean it, you have to understand how it gets erased for the computer to erase it. No. Same thing with Ho'oponopono. Just say thank you. Just do it. And when you do it, something happens every time. So next time, for example, somebody tells you something that it bothers you, or you're in a difficult situation or something, your job is not to react. Your job is not to think about it. Your job is not to get emotional about it. Your job is to delete. And you press that delete key just by saying, thank you, thank you, even if you don't feel it. Even if you have to say, I love you, I love you, I love you. It works every time. Because actually what you need to realize is you are just pressing the delete key, doing your part. And when you do your part, God will do its part, always.
So if...
See, so, Yes.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. That's it.
Oh, well, I wanted to ask more of it. I'm hearing that you say thank you or I love you, and it's like hitting the delete key, and it's your responsibility to do that. Now, what about people who are in the habit of, because it's a habit. We have some kind of stimulus, someone ticks us off, and we react instantaneously. Most of the time, we don't even consciously think about our reaction. It just kind of happens. So what if you've been stewing about something for an hour or 2 days?
Okay.
Let me
tell you something important that I always tell my students, okay? I still react. I still have opinions and judgments. I cannot help it, you know, because I also have, if I'm on this earth, it's because I have memories to erase, you know. I have my own programs to work on. So every time I catch myself, because I cannot help it, because we are in automatic, it is a habit, and we don't, like you said, we don't realize. But every time I realize what I'm doing, every time I wake up, every time I catch myself not doing the cleaning, I don't even make myself wrong. I'm not going to waste any more time. I just go back to delete. See, as soon as you catch yourself, as soon as you are conscious, what happens is when we react, we are not conscious. See, we are totally asleep, and our programs are the ones reacting. Our programs are the ones having the opinions and judgments and thinking they know or choosing for us. So the cleaning or Ho'oponopono is a conscious decision. You actually consciously need to choose to let go, because we all have free choice.
Thank you so much for clearing that up for me. I hope that you are having a wonderful and fantastic day. And if you're not, let's take a moment to listen to Mabel Katz talk about Ho'oponopono. Maybe it will lift your spirits and you'll find something to feel thankful for. Welcome back, Mabel.
Thank you. Thank you, Marie.
I keep wanting to call you Mabel.
Yes.
I apologize.
I respond to both. Okay. But it's really Mabel, because it's Spanish.
Mabel. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
So I wanted to, you're talking about when you're pressing the delete button, you're saying thank you or I love you, and you're allowing that to be deleted or cleared from you. Now, what force is it that you believe is clearing these memories? Is it the universe, God, angels? Is that all the same to you? Can you explain?
Yeah, well, for me, it's God. But even if you don't believe, because this works for everybody, if you believe or not believe, so I don't want to discourage anybody. If you believe in God, I don't have any doubt that it is God. But if you believe in the angel, well, they are the angels. If you say, I have to go through Jesus, well, you go through Jesus. You know, Buddha is Buddha. It's definitely, how could I say this? It's a more intelligent part of ourselves, you know, a part that really knows, a part that really knows what is right and perfect for us. No, and it's not the intellect. So a lot of people say, well, who am I saying sorry to, or how does it work? You don't need to know. You don't need to understand for it to work. You just need to do it. So again, we were given free choice, and we can think or do it God's way, or we can get upset or do it God's way, or, you know, be or not to be. So we are choosing all the time. We are not just doing it consciously, but we are.
Okay. I want to talk about your coaching program in just a moment, but do you meditate in Ho'oponopono?
No, we don't. We actually have a meditation that we teach during the training that is completely different of what you would think is a meditation. You just read something and then stay for 5, 10, 15 minutes, as long as you want, and that's it. I have to tell you that for me, Ho'oponopono is my meditation, my 24-hour meditation. This is a job, a 24-hour job, because like I explained before, these memories are playing all the time. So this is, again, it's a full-time job, the cleaning, but at least what I realized, Marie, is that, hey, this is my only job. I don't have to worry about where the money's going to come, how I'm going to do it, how I'm going to have the other one change or behaving the way I want it. My job is to delete. My job is to take 100% responsibility and say I'm sorry for whatever is in me that is creating. But I just do it by pressing that key, by just saying, thank you, I love you. And one way is knowing that the light, the blessing is behind every challenge in your life. That's why, you know, you could explain, thank you. And the other thing is, like I said before, you want, I love you, to love your enemies. I love my memories. Why? Because what we resist persists. And I want to let them go. So my job is to, instead of talking to my memories, I want to let them go. I want to attract what is right and perfect for me. And I have to be clear that I don't know what that is.
So you just mentioned loving your enemies, and I can understand that on some level, but when you're loving your enemies, are you just allowing them to just be gone from your cycle of anger or regret and just letting them move on with your life? Or are you talking about saying, I love my enemies and I'm going to hang out with them?
Okay, so no, let me make this clear. Okay, so when I say I love my memories, those negative people or person or situations that you are talking about, they are not out there. It's just my memories playing inside of myself. So that's the first awareness, the first, like I said before, we need to be conscious, okay? So they are not out there. And I love them because I show them the cheek of love, because resisting them, they are going to attract more of what I do not want. So my job is really to let them go. So I would like to mention something because that maybe it will make a little bit more clear to people. For example, forgiveness, okay, something that we were born with, something that we knew how to do, then we learned not to forgive, has nothing to do with going out there and forgiving who you think are your enemies or the people that hurt you or did bad to you. It is about, again, 100% responsibility for whatever is in me that attracted that, but I forgive in my heart. I don't need to talk to anybody. So I forgive in my heart because I'm not going to hurt myself anymore. We think that when we don't forgive others is that because they don't deserve it, we are hurting ourselves. We are not hurting anybody else. We are not hurting the person that doesn't deserve. So I hope this only clarifies to give you the strength to be able to say I love you to those bad things that happened to you. And to realize that the problem is not the problem, it's not what happened to you, it's not what it was told, you were told or not told or not done, it's how you reacted and how we keep reacting to what happens. So what works is to let go instead of making situations or people wrong or things like that, because then I'm enslaved of those things. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for anybody. So what happens, Marie, in kind of with the question that you ask, you will notice that as you are doing this, you are going to be a little bit more conscious. You are going to notice things around you that maybe they were there before, but you didn't see them. You weren't conscious about it. You weren't aware. And you will notice that some people will go from your life, you know, will disappear from your life. But easy, no suffering, you know, no big separation or something. It's like people will flow in and out of your life. Why? Because they are coming to give you one more chance, the chance to say, I'm sorry for whatever is in me that is creating this.
Thank you.
Did I answer that?
Yes, you did. Thank you so much. I'm just that really, I could feel that in my heart. I just loved what you said there.
Thank you.
And I want to talk about your coaching program, because that is one of the big things that you do is you coach other people in Ho'oponopono. And I'm looking here on your website, mabelcats.com, and you're offering a mastermind coaching series 2010 is the time for change. The easiest way to peaceful relationships, wealth, and success is back. So can you explain a little bit about what you do and how you're going to help guide people and coach them in this program?
Yes. I have to tell you, because of my travelings, I had stopped doing, because we all need to be reminded. See, I even for myself, I need to be reminded too. See, because I'm also in automatic, like everybody else, you know, reacting and having opinions and judgments. So I'm thinking I know. So we all need to be reminded. And one of the things, I actually conducted a survey where I asked my students, what was it that they really wanted? You know, what they think it would help them. And one of the things that they asked me is to go back to my weekly classes, you know, where, again, we can be reminded every week. And you can find, you know, that faith, that courage, that strength that will allow you to stretch. Because, you know, life is about feeling the fear and do it in any way. And every time we stretch, we are never the same. We never go back to our original thing. And as we expand, see, because when we work with the law of attraction, we forget that first, in order to attract, we need to expand. So the idea of this coaching and mastermind, actually I limited to 10 people in the group, because I really want to work one-on-one with people and being able, first of all, to clean, okay, because we are going to be there cleaning. Whoever is talking, whoever is sharing, whoever is telling us, you know, what they are working on or what's going on in their life, is there not by accident. So it's going to give us an opportunity to erase, and I'm sorry for whatever is in me that is creating. So that in itself creates a lot of positives, you know, a lot of erasing and, again, allowing inspiration to come. So the idea is that when we clean, you know, the inspiration could come from me, but it could come from anybody on the call. It could come from even the same person that is telling us the projects they are working on. And the idea is to create a safe place, you know, for us, that beyond, you know, networking or beyond creativity or beyond whatever you can think of, that the cleaning itself will create a safe place, a very powerful place for inspiration to come, and that we can all receive what is right and perfect for us. But most importantly is the reminder. Is the reminder that, hey, there is nobody out there. Is the reminder that things in your life maybe are not what you think they are. See, because we are always having, again, opinions and judgments. So the idea is that these weekly classes, before I start traveling again, it's like, hey, let's remind ourselves, let's discover who we really are. We are going to work a lot on our passions because, you know, Marie, I feel that my mission is to wake up people so that they can realize, discover who they really are, their talents, their natural gift. Because imagine if this would be a world where everybody would be doing what they love and they wouldn't be working for money. Because when you do what you love, money comes always. It's kind of the law of the universe. So we need to trust that more. And that's my idea with the coaching. Hey, how can I support you? Besides the cleaning, that you are going to have that faith, again, that courage, that you are going to really go for your dreams. Because sometimes we need that little push or we need that little support that we all have inside of ourselves. So it's not that, oh, you need Mabel Katz, you know, or you need somebody else. But we all need to be reminded. And that's kind of what we are going to do in the mastermind. And I call it more master heart. You know, how to open our hearts, how to believe in ourselves, how to believe in what we love to do and that we can really do it for a living. And we can make money doing what we love. I think it's very, very important, no matter, or even reminding ourselves to love where we are right now, because that's the only way to move on. See, I need to love it because resisting, how come I have this work, I hate my boss, this is not working, they didn't give me the raise. I mean, that brings more of what I don't want. So my idea is, hey, yeah, I need to remind myself, I need to love my boss, I need to love that I didn't get the raise, I need to love these situations in order for the situation to move or to for the light to show up in my life, the blessing. It says that more opposition, more blessings.
What I'm hearing when you say that you need to love your boss and you need to love this where you're at right now, it seems like the true essence of what you're saying is that when you love all those things, essentially what you're doing is you're really loving yourself.
Yeah, and let's go back to the beginning. 100% responsibility. My boss is not out there. You know, the race that I didn't get is not out there. The word that I hate is not out there. So it is about 100% responsibility. I'm sorry, we go back to really being children again. How come this happened? No, that's not the right questions, and that will not give you the right answer. But thank you will. When you say thank you are letting go, and again, allowing the universe, God, to guide you. It's going to put you again. You are going to be lucky. Why? You are going to end up at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, and you will not be able to explain how that happened. Synchronicity. But because you allow it. If you are, there is no wrong with thinking, nothing wrong with thinking. There is nothing wrong with reacting, you know, coming from our emotions. But you need to be aware of what you are doing. Inspiration cannot come. The miracles are not going to come while you are thinking. The miracles are not going to come while you are reacting. So if you want the miracles, if you want the perfect solutions, if you want the perfect answers, you need to let go. You need to learn to love your enemies. And you know what happens is then they melt. It cannot, you know, love can heal anything. So love is the only way. And I'm not talking eerie fairy. I mean, I'm still a very intellectual person, and very much from this earth too. So I know how it works. But see, that's what it made such a big change in my life, being able to put these two worlds together. When I found out that there was all this support, all this help, and it was just waiting for me to ask.
The iconic Rickshaw Theatre celebrates its 9 years as a music venue in the heart of Vancouver's downtown east side. The once movie theatre turned live music venue has hosted a number of legendary acts over the years, including The Sonics, Gary Numan, DOA, Buzzcocks, War on Drugs, Misfits, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard, and many more. To celebrate its 9 years, the Rickshaw has invited Art D'Echo, Sunbathe with members from Typhoon, The Intelligence Service, and Cartoon Lizard with a liquid light show by the world-renowned Mad Alchemy. For ticket information, please check out rickshawtheater.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
This is a repeat episode. Please be advised, references to date and time may not be applicable at this time. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie. Thank you for joining me today. And we are talking with Mabel Katz. She is an expert in the art of Ho'oponopono. Welcome back, Mabel.
Thank you so much.
So I wanted to talk about your free gifts that you're going to be giving away. It's mabelkatz.com.
Yeah, I would like to also tell people, you know, they have to go there for the gift. There is an interview with my teacher, Iha Liakala, Hulen. There is some chapters from the different books. My chapter in Thank God I about Thank God I Left My Kids. It's a very interesting story about how he's never what we think it is, you know? And that sometimes it's not what we were told, but that if you trust, then you realize it was perfect for everybody. The Inspiration to Realization is another book that I participated in, that is Self-Identity Equals Business Success. Very important, again, to be yourself in order to be successful in business, to be, you know, to love what you do, to be happy, and then money comes. And then the money chapter, actually, in my book, The Easiest Way, and I think there is more things there, but basically, if any of what we talk today made a click in yourself, or maybe that you want to know a little bit more, I think you want to sign up and receive this this gift, because it's plenty of information and ideas and suggestions and, again, different ways of doing it.
So thank you for that, Mabel. And also, I was listening to one of your free gifts last night, and it's talking about there's like a teleseminar that you did about money. And so let's talk for a minute, because I know money is a big issue for a lot of people. It's a hot topic. So how does Ho'oponopono help you? I realize that the clearing is part of that, but how do you combine Ho'oponopono and this money mindset?
Okay, so again, I don't know what is right and perfect for me. My job is to be myself. And I'm myself when I'm not, again, stuck with my intellect or my emotions. So my job is to let go, be myself. And when I'm myself, again, I'm in the flow, you know, synchronicity. And basically, the money's going to come. The money, a lot of things that we need to let go is about what we decided to believe about money. And if we still remember when I explained to you that we are only aware of 15 bits of information per second, but while we have 11 million running per second, so you don't know what it is that is, you know, that you are stuck and the money is not coming. But there is a part of you that knows and is waiting for you to give permission. So it is about, again, letting go. If you have the fear, if you have the anguish, if you are upset, your job is just to let go and trust. See, because every time that you let go by just saying thank you or I love you, something happens, even if you don't see it or if you don't feel it. So the cleaning, I always say, is like a game, you know, like the game of life. Everything, you need to trust. You need to trust 100%. And you know why I talk a lot about money? Two reasons. First of all, I'm an accountant. Okay, so I've been in the world, in that world for many, many years. I think I have more, more credits because of being an accountant and being able to bring these two worlds together. The other thing why, you know, I created a program where the easiest way to wealth and success is because I realized, like you said, money is a big issue in everybody's life. It's the number one excuse. That's why we don't do things. That's why we are not happy. That's why we cannot do it. I mean, it's the number one excuse. And I always tell people, don't worry. You will have plenty of other excuses. Please do not worry. But let's get the money out of the way, at least. You know, so again, it has to do a lot with trusting. It has to do a lot with trusting yourself, that you can do it, trusting that you do have a unique talent, or maybe more than one, but you do have unique talents, natural gifts. There is something that you can do better than anybody else. And if you trust and do that, the money's going to come. It's not going to come from you saying, well, you know, this is the world, you know, this is life. You have to go to work. It has nothing to do with that. That's something we learn. We need to unlearn that. But many times, again, we think we need to have a job. Who said it has to be a job? Maybe it has to be your own company. It has to be something that you create, again, from love, something from your passion. But we all need, you know, that hand. You know, I'm going to define this. I think this will be even more clear. Ho'oponopono is like asking for that big hand from heaven. See, the big hand that can cross you when you are in fear, that can guide you when you are in fear, that can show you the way when you are in fear. And every time I say thank you or I love you, that hand comes, always. What happens is we don't see it and we think this doesn't work. Or many times we say, no, it cannot be that easy. No, I have to suffer, you know. I have to go back to see why I am this way. No. See, that's why I came to Ho'oponopono, knowing that there could be an easier way. You don't need to know. You don't need to relieve. You don't need to suffer. You have to let go. And again, seeing everything as an opportunity. So I always tell people, if you don't have money, at least take responsibility and say, hey, I choose not to have money right now. Stop blaming. Stop thinking that life is unfair, or stop thinking that the poor are getting poorer and the rich are getting richer. It's not helping you. But you cannot help it, like I cannot help it. So what do we do? Every time we catch ourselves, I say thank you to those memories. I say thank you to those thoughts. Because, you know, going deeper and deeper into why am I thinking this, it doesn't erase. And it brings more poverty, you know, more lack. So my job is, I noticed I don't have money, I just say thank you, I don't have money. It's the only way the money is going to come. But it has to do with trusting ourselves, being ourselves, and 100% responsibility. It's not the economical crisis. It's not the government. It's nothing out there. It's not the war. It's just you and your thoughts. And you are the only one that can change it.
Wonderful. Well, it's time to wrap up the show in just a moment. So, Mabel, I'd like to invite you to say, is there anything that you'd like to leave the audience with today?
Well, like I said, you know, I don't care what you are going through. I don't care where you came from. I don't care if you have a university titles or not. You can do it. I mean, we all can do it. I mean, God will not put us here and will not give us, you know, what is right and perfect for us. So trust, and find ways because, see, again, we all have to be reminded. So, you know, try to listen to shows like this, read things. Well, sign up for the master coaching classes. But again, find having people around you telling you that, yes, you are right, poor you, that you are a victim. Or telling you, yeah, that how come he did that to you, or how come she said that to you. Those are the people that you don't want to have around. You want the people that will shake you, that will slap you in the face and say, hey, you are asleep, wake up. You are responsible. You created, you can change it. So again, look for the solutions inside of yourself. And try to be, you know, money comes depending on how you invest your time. Time is what is valuable. It's not the money. So you ask yourself how you are investing your money. Criticizing, complaining is not investing money. So the money is not going to come. And nothing is going to come when we are stuck. So how do we unstuck ourselves? Thank you. Thank you for whatever is in me that attracted it. Thank you. Okay, thank you for being in my life. And I'm taking 100% responsibility, and that way I'm giving permission to a part of me that bring me whatever is right and perfect.
Well,
so it's easy. It's very easy.
Well, Mabel, thank you for being on the show. Really appreciate it. This was a wonderful hour.
Thank you. And I hope that people didn't go with questions because they were actually listening.
I think so, yeah.
To the information, and they didn't want to miss anything. But again, you know, you have the answers inside of yourself. Just so look for them inside of yourself, practice. I also have a page that is ho'oponoponoway.com that you will find a lot of articles. The blog is there, the forum. I mean, I try to do the best I can in supporting people because I know how hard it could be and how easy we forget and how easy we go back to our old habits. And then, you know, we don't understand why our life, you know, doesn't change. But it is all up to us, and we need to help ourselves and support ourselves, reminding us that we are so powerful, you know, and that we are so great.
Wonderful.
We can start trusting ourselves.
Thank you so much, Mabel. So that's mabelkatz.com.
And thank you for being with us. I hope that this has served you well. I want to send you so much love. Be well. Namaste. Up next is Parts Unknown with DJ Chris Arific on CITR.
An Evening in Damascus returns for its fourth year. Join us on July 31st as this fundraiser brings the soul of Syria to the heart of Vancouver with music, storytelling, dancing, wine, and food. All proceeds go to support queer Syrian refugees. For more information and tickets, visit eveningindamascus.com.
The way of the heart, the way. If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times.